Welcome to Hip Hop Gods. It's the guy, special edition. I wanted to talk to you guys about 21 Savage and a few other rappers that's already going through a horrible 2019. First up, I'm going to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine. Then we'll get to 21 Savage. You know, Tekashi 6ix9ine came out a year ago, out of nowhere, right? You know, I talked about Tekashi a lot on the show. I believe in the kid. I've seen the talent in the kid. I loved his character. I know a lot of people say, you know, hey, you know, this kid was just outrageous. You know, could say he was sometimes stupid for doing things, but he was marketable. He made himself marketable. In actuality, I didn't want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I didn't want to think that he was actually doing the things that he was saying. You know, nowadays, guys, you know, a lot of rappers, nothing against you rappers, I love you guys, hip hop. You know, this isn't no beef, but a lot of you, you don't come from the streets. You don't know about the streets. You don't know about the codes. You don't know about that guy that'll come up to you and sitting on 32s with the dopest Jordans, nicest, flyest outfits. You know what I'm saying? And you see this cat, and you ain't got shit at home. You eating on romaine noodles all the time and stretching out a box of cereal with five people in the house. The only thing you know, and dad ain't home. The only thing you know is the streets, right? It's the only thing you know. Now, let's say you lose your father, your mother leaves, you have nothing. You have nothing, but all you know is the streets. And that brother right there with them 32s, box Chevy, sitting on them 32s with the flyest, dopest, Balmain jeans on and the Gucci top, dope-ass J's on. He gonna give you knowledge to help you survive, to help you get that money, to help you get more than just that one box of cereal for five people, to help you more, to help you get those lights paid for your mama. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So that guy gonna get in your ear. You know, he gonna see the weakness in you. Some of these cats prey on the weak, man. Some of these cats prey on the weak. If you don't know about banging, let me educate you. Not all people like that. Not all bangers like that, man. It's always rules to the game. It's always rules to the game. And it's like watching this new age. It's like they forgot all about the rules in the game. All about the rules in the game. And that's what Hip Hop Gods is here for, man. I want to see us all safe. All of us be safe. Every one of us, man. I don't care what color you are. It's always about these stupid-ass colors, too, man. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about just blue and red. I'm talking about black and white, yellow, brown. We are always labeled in colors, man. That's separation. That separates us. Why do you want to be separated? Why can't we all just be one, right? That's what I preach about here at Hip Hop Gods. You know, if you that cat on the corner, you know, and you came up from having nothing, you come from them homes that I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? You come from them projects homes, them pissy-ass hallways, roachy-ass buildings, you come from that. Don't talk to these kids about, you know what I'm saying, being what you are right now, because a lot of these kids aren't built for that. They're not built for that, yo. You know what I'm saying? Encourage them. We need more leaders. Encourage them to be leaders. Say, hey, I took this path because this path, you know what I'm saying, I chose. You have a chance, little shawty. You know what I'm saying? Look, instead of me having you out here, how about I help you with this? Yo, you go to school and you get some good grades, you know what I'm saying? Come back and holler at me. I'll make sure your pocket's fat, son, because we got plans for you. But we don't have that anymore, man. We don't have that anymore. You know, I look at a lot of different people in the industry that's trying to do that, man. Whack 100, what's up, man? I give it to Whack 100. A lot of people not Whack 100. I'm not knocking them. For a guy to go out there and talk to, you know, the opposition and even help out and put that shit to the side and you think about how he can help out others, help out other cats like him coming from the hoods like him and bringing them up. That's help in the industry, man. That's help. Help out each other, man. Stop letting these young brothers, man, get manipulated. We already know some of them don't even have fathers. They don't even have men in their lives. Men in their lives to help them choose the right path. We all got to stand up, man. We got to start. Words is important, man. Words is important, man. Can you imagine all these cats that was around 6ix9ine? Imagine all these cats that was around Tekashi. All these cats that was around him. None of you cats, one of you said, hey, man, you ain't got to do all of that, man. You talented, bro. You don't have to do that shit, man. You don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? One of your homies didn't tell you? Hey, man, we got bigger and better things for you, man. Nah, don't do that. Now you're in the courtroom snitching. Because you weren't built for that anyway. That's why you get chosen. You weren't built for that. Some people get chosen just to be a poster. Some people are chosen because we was born in this shit. From our family members on up. It wasn't no year in the game. All our lives. You grow up in Chicago, Illinois, Champaign, Illinois. You grow up outside any part, Rhode Island, Rock Island, any part of Illinois you grow up in. It's a new age LA, baby. New age LA. New age LA. It's crazy, man. You're not built for that. So when you get somebody locked up like that, this cat, you get him locked up, good kid. Don't get me wrong. Good kid. But under the RICO Act, what else is that man going to do, right? He's not built for jail. He's not built to be in a gang. He's not built for that shit. Talented young man. Talented young man. Sad, man. I need y'all, and I talked about this on the Mac Miller episode, man. I need y'all to start talking to your homies, man. Talk to your homies. Talk to them. It don't hurt. You're not a square to tell him, hey, man, that right there ain't right. You're a friend. You're a fucking friend. Talking to you too, DJ Academics. I know you can hear me. This is going to go across the whole entire podcast world because this is real. This is some real shit. You know, excuse my cussing, y'all. Y'all don't hear the God cuss like that, but this is some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be in your limelight when you're hot, but when you ain't in the light no more, nobody want to be on your spot. Nobody want to take up for you. Nobody, I don't hear you DJ Academics talking about this kid anymore. Yeah, he fucked up. But it's your job. It's your job. If you're about the culture and not about your money, it's your job to educate the culture and let them know why this kid did what the fuck he did. You was around him. Oh, but now you don't want to be around them because them boys on them. If your ass was clean, you ain't got shit to worry about and you can stand up and speak up for this kid. But you letting them die. It's fucked up, bro. Unless you know about industry niggas. See, real street shit, we don't do all of that. All you street brothers, you know what I'm saying? I ain't glorifying that. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? All you street brothers, you know what I'm talking about. We don't live by them codes, man. We don't live by them codes, man. We look out for ours, man. Even when they locked up, don't you see the free t-shirts? Free Weezy, free Jay, free James, free Bobby. You don't see all that shit? But your punk ass ain't got on no free Tekashi, but you was on his motherfucking ass. God damn it, for every fucking little thing he done, you right there interviewing him and shit. Your punk ass getting views and getting paid, dude. So fucking pissed off at you, bro. Fucking square ass nigga. For real. Fucking square ass nigga. It's exactly what you are. And I'm saying that. Excuse me, guys. I'm not being racist. In the hip-hop culture, nigga means something different. We'll have a whole motherfucking conversation on that on another episode. But this is about these guys, man. Y'all wake the fuck up. Stop letting these motherfucking leeches around your motherfucking lives just so they can fucking ride your fucking coattails to success. Get rid of them fucking leeches, man. Enough on Tekashi because that touches my soul because that's one of the guys. I like the little young kid, man. fucks with him. Now we got to talk about 21 Savage, man. ICE is refusing to release rapper 21 Savage on bond, lawyer says, man. It's crazy. So, 21 Savage gets an offer to go over, you know what I'm saying, and do a concert and shit, do a show. Get over there, he gets set up. He gets set up. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is refusing to release rapper 21 Savage on bond after he was arrested Sunday for allegedly overstaying his visa, his lawyer said. The rapper whose legal name is Shia Ben Abraham Joseph was arrested by ICE on allegations that he had overstayed his visa after coming to the UK from Dominica, a Commonwealth of the United Kingdom. The man from the United Kingdom, man. It's crazy. United Kingdom. Now, based upon incorrect information about prior criminal charges and now refusing to release him on bond of any amount, despite the fact that he has a pending U visa application as a victim of crime with USCIS and that he is relief from removal available to him. Attorney Charles H. Cock said in a statement obtained by Rolling Stone. Guys, I'm reading an article and I'm just, I'm lost on it, man. I'm lost on it, man. What the hell is going on, man? What is going on? How old was this guy? As a minor, his family overstayed their work visas, and he, like almost 2 million other children, was left without legal status through no fault of his own, Cuck said. Wow. Wow. This is a civil law violation, and continued detention of Mr. Abraham Joseph serves no other purpose than unnecessarily punish him and try to intimidate him into giving up his right to fight to remain in the United States. Oh, wow. ICE spokesperson Brian Cox has said that 21 Savage was convicted on felony drug charges in 2014. The U visa cut claims the rapper applied for is given to 10,000 people each year. A deported 21 Savage could potentially be banned from re-entering the country for 10 years. Guys, if you're following this case, man, another one. What the fuck, man? Are you serious, bro? Are you serious? This kid changes his life. He literally changes his life. Changes his life. He gets better. He becomes better. He was a product of that pissy-ass hallway environment I just was telling you guys about. That I was just telling you about. Just telling you about. Kind of find out his father's a doctor and didn't give a fuck about him, huh? Same fucking 21 Savage, yo. Another one gone. Wasn't even his fault, though. You know what I'm saying? He went to go do a show. Bam. Here we go. It's amazing how shit comes knocking at your door. Shit. Man, things gotta change, man. Another conversation. Blueface. Blueface hopped out of nowhere, popped out of nowhere. Another one. Blueface. Mike 100, I love Blueface, man. Tatiana. I love Tatiana, man. Fuck with Blueface. But Blueface, wake your ass up too, man. Wake your ass up, man. Whack 100 didn't come find you for nothing, bro. He didn't come looking for you for nothing, bro. He came looking for you because he seen talent. He seen talent. He seen a homie he could get out the hood and make something out of himself. You ain't in the hood no more. You was just on Complex talking about you don't be kicking around no homies and shit, but your ass running, throwing guns and shit from the police, bro. Throwing y'all chains down and shit. Bro, you ain't got to run. You about to be hot, bro. You about to be hotter than you ever been, bro. 6 months, you just learned how to rap. Enjoy it while you can, bro. Stop doing fucking crazy shit. I'm not just telling you from an OG standpoint. I'm telling you because I'm a god, man. I've been on this planet for a long time so far, man. I'm not going to tell you how long, but I've been on this planet a long time. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in Ill Town, man. I made it out of that gang life, man. So I can tell you. I can tell you, man. You got an opportunity. Take it. I'm taking my opportunity. I'm not going to waste it. You're wasting it. Blueface, wake up, man. Don't do that shit no more. And I know somebody on this stream, on my podcast, all the guys out there, you're connected. You're going to tell them. You're going to tell them that the guy said, get your shit together, man. This is a special episode, man. I got much more to talk about. Bow Wow. We're going to have a conversation on Bow Wow. Bow Wow and his girl got into it. What do you guys think? Bow Wow looked messed up. Bow Wow didn't touch her because a man, we can't touch you. We can't touch you women. But I'm going to tell you this, man. You right. Don't touch them. But don't put yourself in a predicament that someone got to put their hands on you, man. Go on and get up out of that. It's over with. Someone wants to scratch your face up, do harm to you. Get up out of there. That is not a healthy relationship. It's not healthy at all, man. Let's get it together, culture. We the only ones. We're the only ones that can change what's going on in the world. And it starts within us, man. Conversation with the God. I'm out of here, y'all. Y'all have a great day. This is Hip Hop Gods. Please change the world.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.